So we had the PWHL 3-on-3 All-Star Showcase, and it was awesome to watch. A good time was had by all. But who do we think should have been in the All-Star game that wasn't? That's what we're going to talk about this week on the PWHL Puck Drop Podcast, coming right up.
It's time for the PWHL Puck Drop Podcast.
Welcome on in. We've got a special guest with us this week. It's Lindsay from PDub Central on Instagram and YouTube. She's doing some awesome game recaps and highlights. Welcome, Lindsay.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on the podcast.
You're welcome. It's great to have you. So I have someone I can actually bounce my thoughts off while I talk, and I know we share a lot of the same opinions, but we might disagree, so that'll be interesting too. So first up, we are going to talk about that 3-on-3 showcase that happened earlier and at the Scotiabank Center in Toronto. And what an event. Did you see it? I thought it was really good, maybe a couple of small issues, but keeping it positive. What did you think of it?
I mean, I think it was pretty like the NHL All-Star game, where it's, you know, it's a little bit slow. It's not like people aren't trying overly hard, so the pace is a little bit slow. And but I mean, it was fun. You could tell the players were definitely having fun.
Yeah, that was the main word of the day, I think. Fun and like good vibes. I was getting so excited when I saw the outdoor skate that they had at Nathan Phillips Square. It looked like all the teams participated. I'm not sure how they, you know, divided them, but Montreal looked like they're having fun. And Renee Desbien, I'll get to her in a second, was having a really good time skating as a skater out, and like someone else playing goalie. And I was like, I want to go join them. They look like they're having so much fun.
That looks really fun.
Didn't it? And there was a lot on social media, so check those clips out. They're doing a great job of like building excitement that way. Did you catch all that preamble?
I watched some of it. I saw like the Cassie Campbell one where she was talking about the teams, which was really funny. Then yeah, Debian was live streaming. Billie Jean King was doing a video.
Yeah.
They're doing a great job of like hyping it up.
So I'll get to my tiny complaints and see if you agree. I agree with what you said about the gameplay. I guess, okay, so I'll start with that, because I think I thought that because the league has been so competitive and surprisingly physical and, you know, competitive, that they might carry that over, even though 3-on-3 is really hard to play anything physical, but at least that really competitive style would show. And it looked like some people were taking it seriously and, you know, playing a real game, like Poulin, who seems incapable of, you know, just not trying. But it was a little odd, like you said, were they doing some moves to kind of show off? Were they just like laughing with each other at making mistakes? It was kind of like, you know, I think when those penalties were called, Kelly Panic, I think it was, who like kind of did like an exaggerated hooking, and like it was supposed to be funny, I think, but she got called for a penalty. And then I think after that, it kind of settled down a bit. Did you notice that?
I didn't like the pacing of it. Like, I don't think it showed, like, it would have been nice if they showed a little bit like what the PWHL has been, which has been quick and been like really physical. And I mean, that didn't showcase that, so I'm not sure like that was the best idea, maybe.
Yeah, interesting. I kept thinking like showcase, you know, it was to show all the skill. And I think Poulin did really well. She was noticeable, but it's okay. I kind of just like accepted that this is more fun. That's what this is about. So that was fine. And I did watch Anne Renee Debian's live stream. Did you see that while it was happening?
No, I didn't see the whole thing.
I think you can still watch a clip of it on her Instagram, but for some reason the notification popped up while I was watching, so I had both, and it was really, really fun to have both. Like, one was a little ahead of the other, but she was saying hi to all the players, like American, Canadian, she knows them all. She, I think, had the most fun.
Goalies are usually pretty fun.
Goalies are different.
They're always a little bit weird and silly, and you never really know. I don't know. Fleury is like that.
She did like a windmill cartwheel kind of save, and I was like, okay, she is not taking it seriously.
Yeah, yeah. Like, when I saw that, that's like what I expect out of the All-Star game.
Oh, so you wanted like more kind of clowning and less, or not clowning, but...
I wanted more like just fun, like for fun moves, like just try something crazy, because it's not like it matters if it goes the other way.
Was it Abby Rock that did like...
She did one where I was
things like that.
Yeah, fun. She flipped it over the net, like for the dish again thing.
You know, there were a few moves, but I think the live stream helped it all. But okay, so another topic that we want to talk about this week is the rivalry series coming up after the... It's kind of weird. It's an all-star break, but there are some games this weekend.
Yeah, we've got one on Saturday, Minnesota against Toronto in Toronto. And then on Sunday, we got New York, Ottawa, and Montreal and Boston.
Yeah, those will be... I mean, all the games are super competitive, but when you see the certain matchups, you think, ooh, you know, Montreal-Boston rematch and New York-Ottawa, have they played yet?
I really don't think so. Because Ottawa's only played the 6 games.
Yeah, Ottawa's playing catch up. So that'll be an interesting match. I mean, Ottawa's been robbed a little bit in some of the closer games, the overtime games.
For sure they've been robbed by the goaltenders.
Goaltenders and just like, yeah, they've been out shooting. It's been very upside down in a lot of games. And I think Ottawa's been on the wrong end of that. And Toronto as well, out shooting, but managing to lose. So the rivalry series, and why don't you tell us a little bit about that, because you're going.
Yeah, so the rivalry series is headed to Saskatchewan this week. On Wednesday, I'll be going because that one is here in Saskatoon. And then they're going to be in Regina on Friday. And then they're heading to Minnesota on Sunday to wrap everything up. So there's 3 games this week for the rivalry series. No PWHL games after that.
Right. And you're going to the Wednesday game?
Yeah.
Awesome. Have you seen these teams before in person?
Yes, I've seen. I saw them twice when they came to Saskatoon for the Four Nations Cup.
Oh. So far, the U.S. has been winning. Let's see the results.
Yeah, unfortunately, Canada's down 3-1 right now in the series.
Okay. And you know what else is interesting is that look at the stats for the players. Hillary Knight is leading in the rivalry series, correct? She's got 6 points. Right? And Marie-Philippe Poulin is, I think she has 0 or... And in the PWHL, it's kind of been the other way around.
Yeah, no kidding. She's been, like, dominating. And Hillary Knight, well, she finally scored, but she hasn't been her usual self.
Yeah, I'm glad she scored. Maybe that'll just take the pressure off. But interesting that, and even in the All-Star showcase, I thought Poulin was more noticeable than Hillary Knight.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. For me, the star of the rivalry series has been Alex Carpenter.
Okay, and she's also still at the top of the PWHL, so good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, she's really kind of had like a coming out party where I think a lot of people don't know her name as much as like Hillary Knight and Poulin, but she's one of the best players in the game.
Yeah, for sure. Yep, and so not surprising that the individual stats are tilted towards the U.S., and there's Laura Stacey, who... We can just talk about her for a quick second with Montreal. So good so far.
Yeah, I mean, she's so fast. I think she's just gotten a lot better in the last couple of years. I've noticed her more and more. And she's got like a leadership role, I think, on Montreal.
Yeah, maybe that's a big part of it, that as these teams are kind of matched with players that aren't quite at that, you know, women's world championship or all-star level. So the three or four players on each team are really carrying them. And to me, Stacey's been really noticeable for sure. Anybody else you're looking forward to seeing in person, especially?
Yeah, Jamie Lee Rattray is like one of my all-time favorite players. So I'm really excited to see her. Everybody's going to be really excited to see Emily Clark, as this is like a homecoming for her. So probably going to be a lot of signs for her in the crowd.
Nice. Yeah. And I assume you're cheering for Team Canada.
Yeah, of course.
Definitely. Yeah, they need to, maybe, you know, Poulin's good play will carry over. That would be nice.
Yeah, if she could take that momentum, bring it to the rivalry series.
Yeah, definitely. I don't see why she wouldn't, but we'll have to see. All right, so
up next, it's the P-Dub Players of the Week.
This week, instead of doing the P-Dub Players of the Week, I thought we'd just expand it to do the All-Stars that should have been All-Stars. Each team sent basically their signings and their draft picks, correct?
Yeah, that was pretty much what they did, I think. Like, so players that should have been there were not there.
Players that would have been considered playing well enough to be an all-star, they, you know, I think they just ahead of time knew who the headliners would be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and which was fine. But yeah, there were a couple of players that we both like and, you know, would have been there. So we're going to go through that for each team. And let us know what you think, if they should have been an all-star, if there's somebody else that we're forgetting. For sure, we want to hear from you. So these are our picks for who should have been all-stars, would have been all-stars, and are just our secret favorites on the team that are maybe a little bit overlooked.
Yeah, so starting with Boston, Jamie Lee Rattray should have been there. She's such a big part of the women's game. I think she's looked great for Boston. What do you think of her?
For sure. Yeah, she is just, everybody kind of has her on their list of favorites. She's so fun to watch. What have you noticed with her with Boston so far?
I think she just brings the same energy she does with Canada. Like, she just plays a hard game. She outworks the other team, and that's my favorite part about her. And she comes up really clutch when you need her. She really showed up in that game, like in Ottawa.
In Ottawa, yeah, that was exciting with her parents and her minor league
coach. Her coach was there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just pulling up her stats. She has 5 points in 6 games, only that one goal. But Boston overall looks like they're coming on, don't you think?
Yeah, I think they're starting to get the chemistry a little bit more. They came out a little slower than I think people thought they were going to.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she's definitely a favorite. So for me, I also really love Rattray, but for me, the hidden should have been all-star is Lauren Gable. I honestly feeling a little bit confused why she is not getting a lot of love from Team Canada. She is just a sniper. Look, she's got 3 goals and 2 assists. I think 2 goals came against Toronto, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
But she's a PHF player that, you know, there's been a little bit of attention paid to like the players and how they're mixing from the PHF. But Lauren Gable is on the top line, right? With,
yeah, I mean, she's an elite goal scorer. Like, so her goals have been so nice too. Like, they're not just tap-ins. Like, she's ripping it.
Yeah, she's got a good shot, and I believe she's playing with. Yeah, she has a good chemistry with Mueller. I think that's coming on, and that's really noticeable.
Those two as a duo are just so lethal. They know where the other one is.
Yeah. So if it had been based on merit, I think Lauren Gable would have been Boston's all-star. And I'll move on to Montreal, and my pick there is one of our favorite Czech players, Teresa Vanishova. And she... I think she missed the last game with an illness, but she has been so noticeable. And just, I think the Czech players in general have been a bit of a surprise, you know, in a positive way. And for me, Vinícieva, she scored her first goal, the third period game-winning goal against Minnesota. Yeah, there it is. So one goal, one big goal and six assists in the seven games for Montreal. So she might be a little more of a playmaker than a finisher, but she's shown some moves and just been a threat all over the ice. So for me, that's the dark horse from Montreal. What about you?
For me, I'm going to go with Kristen O'Neill. I've seen her on Team Canada, but I didn't notice her the way I do on Montreal. Like, she's right. All over it. She's in the middle of the scrums. Like, she's a feisty player.
She is. And she's small. Like, her jersey, yeah. Her jersey looks too big for her almost. Yeah, she's been a spark plug. Do you know what line she's playing on in Montreal?
I think she's on the second line with Stacey.
Yes. And Marchment, that's right, because I've noticed that line quite a bit.
Yeah, like their speed is really overwhelming for other teams.
Definitely. We'll give a small shout out to Stacey. She was in the All-Star showcase, but she's been a bright spot for sure. So that's Montreal. Why don't you tell us who you're picking from New York?
I did not know of her before the season, but Jade Downey-Landry has really stood out to me. And not just, like, offensively, she's very physical. Like, that's the part of her game I really like.
Yeah. Yeah, in that last game with Minnesota.
she was all over it.
I gotta love it, because when I played, I probably would have done the same thing. And I remember getting a penalty for exactly what she did, kind of punching someone in the face mask a little bit, like, get out of here.
It was Lee Stecklein, too. Like, right. One of the- and she just popped her in the face.
Yes, and I believe Maggie Flaherty was in that scrum as well, and they were not happy. And I mean, no. I'm here for it. I thought that was great. And obviously she had that hat trick.
Yeah, that was unexpected, but great game from her. Like, she kind of won that game for New York.
Yeah, for sure. That was against Boston. And she's only had a couple of assists, and so scoreless since that game, but very noticeable. And they interviewed her in Toronto, and I really liked what she said about, you know, just the experience of coming from the PHF and blending with her new teammates. So she's been really fun to watch. My pick for New York, not surprising, and it's not like we could have stolen each other's. We basically agree on these, but my pick is Jessie Eldridge. I just love this player. She is, she's another one of those like spark plugs. Like, when she does something, it kind of lifts up the whole team. I think she's been really noticeable. Four goals and two assists so far in eight games. That's decent. Maybe she's quieted down the last couple of games along with the whole New York team, if we're being honest. What else?
Yeah. I think for me, she's been one of the best players. Like, I notice her a lot. She scores big goals, like tying goals, that kind of thing.
Right. Those clutch players. It makes a difference when you score your goals, or you know, if you're just adding to a route, or if you're scoring those late tying goals or winning goals. And she is on the roster for the rivalry series as well.
Yeah. So it'll be exciting to see her.
Yeah. She'll be fun to watch. All right. We're moving on to Ottawa. Why don't you hit us with your pick?
Ottawa's hard to pick just one because I love the whole team. A lot of people have. They're just, like, obsessed with Ottawa. I could really pick, like, that whole third line, to be honest. Shiga has been a nice surprise. I didn't know what to expect of her for coming over from Japan. But also on defense, Jinsey Rose. I really liked her game.
Okay.
She steps up in the play a lot. Nice surprise for me.
So that's your pick. An American player. Correct.
Yeah.
It's okay, we don't discriminate. I just want to pull up her stats. So here she is, six games, only two assists, but you know, that's not what she's there for. She's a more of a defensive, or at least a playmaking defender, would you say?
Yeah, I think she steps up a lot, which, you know, it kind of costs them at times, but you can see the skating, like, is there to just push up in the play.
Okay, so my pick for Ottawa, I think to nobody's surprise, is going to be the fireball and the fan favorite and the we didn't know she was this good, Lexi Agia, wearing that stylish number 88. I mean, players that wear 86 and 88, you got to have attitude, right? And I believe she has had points in every game. You, as the Ottawa expert, could probably fill me in.
I'm trying to their last game. I know she did in the first five. She's really tall too. I didn't realize she was 5'10". Like, she makes such a good screen in front of the net.
Right. She scored that rebound goal against Boston. I mean, yeah, she's just, she mixes it up. She's always like in the middle of things, as you said. So checking out her points, let's see, she's got 5 points in six games. So yeah, she did not get a point in that game against Montreal. That was such a heartbreak. But she is crazy, I guess. Here she is from Quinnipiac, and good for Ottawa for drafting her, you know?
Yeah, that's a steal for
sure. That's a steal. So she's 23, and I think she also might get some attention from Team Canada down the road. Not sure if she's, it says she's attended the women's national team camp and played in the U18. So she's on their radar.
Yeah, she's still really young, so I wouldn't maybe expect her on the senior team yet, but she'd be great for the power play for sure, to be screened in front.
Yeah, I would expect to see her. So that's my pick. And Minnesota's up next. I'll just give mine here real quickly. It's not going to be that difficult to figure out. We had to look it up whether she was in the All-Star game, because we thought maybe she was in that.
How could she be?
Yeah, like, was she drafted? Like, where did, oh, hold on. So it's Grace Zumwinkel, surprise, surprise. One of the leading scorers of the league, if not the leading scorer, or tied there. 8 games played, so she's got a bit of an advantage. But she did score that hat trick against Montreal, and yeah, so she's got 6 goals overall and playing. They, Ken Klee moved her up to the top line over Kendall Coyne Schofield, which is interesting.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Kendall, I think, had a little bit of a slow start, but she's really picked it up now.
Yeah.
But I like Zumwinkel and Heisig. Like, they're close. They're really good friends. So I think the chemistry is there.
So who's your pick for Minnesota?
I mean, my favorite players were there. Heisey was already there.
Yeah.
I really like Maggie Flaherty's game. You kind of mentioned earlier that her physical presence on the back end, she's not fun to play against.
You're right. I don't know much about her. What do you know about her?
Literally? I didn't know a lot about her either, but she did go pretty early. She was 24th overall, I believe.
Okay.
So Minnesota wanted her because she's from there too.
Okay, yeah, they drafted a strong Minnesota-based team, obviously.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure, and which has helped, don't you think, has helped them get off to that quick start?
Oh, I think so. I think there's been, like, so much familiarity. And it's also nice, like, the community knows these players because they went to college there, they've grown up there. Like, it's worked. It definitely worked.
Yeah, that was, you know, it's the state of hockey. Nicole Hensley has that on her mask. Like, they have really good vibes, as well as Ottawa. I think, you know, on the U.S. side of things, they're the team that kind of has the most personality and looks like they're really meshing well. Just quickly pulling up here, as you said, she went to University of Minnesota Duluth. She's only 23. She's got shot blocking. So she has played at the U18s.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I didn't know about her going in. I thought, like, wow, she went really high in the draft, so I was interested to see what she brings, and she brings a lot to the back end, which they need.
Right, and so we're pulling up her points. She has 0, but penalty minutes 4, which is good considering we've seen her in the middle of some stuff.
Yeah.
So to only have 4 penalty minutes is probably, you know, well played for her. Yeah, she's been noticeable. So that is going to wrap up our P-Dub Players of the Week.
It's the P-Dub Players of the Week.
Which this week are actually the All-Stars that should have been All-Stars. And we're pretty much in agreement on a lot of those. Maybe next year they'll have like a full-out All-Star game with, you know, the players that are playing the best.
Yeah, because the PHF had that last year, right?
They
They
did.
had an All-Star game, and it was actually the best players.
Yeah, and they might do fan voting. They'll have more time.
For sure, yeah.
So with that, we'll wrap it up, and we really appreciate you tuning in. And Lindsay, it was so much fun having you.
Yeah, this was awesome. I'll come back on if you want me to.
Awesome. We might just make it a regular thing. I know we've got some more topics to talk about. In fact, we're going to do a video upcoming here shortly on the physical play and the
Yeah.
hits.
Maybe taking a look at like the rules, what qualifies
Yeah,
as a
like.
or that kind of thing. What, why are they calling body checking? Like what specifics?
Yeah, they're calling body checking, and then meanwhile, there's like body checking going on. A lot
Every
of
like minute,
hitting. Okay, you can hit, but that was a body check. Confusion. So we will be looking at that. And of course, next week we will have a podcast where we'll probably just talk more generally because we'll be in that rivalry series interim. So just thank you for tuning in, and thanks again, Lindsay.
yep, no problem. I'll be doing reviews of the rivalry series as well, and I'll probably take some videos when I go, so that'll be fun.
Awesome. So we'll check that on your YouTube and Instagram, PDub Central. It's been fun. We appreciate you coming by, and be sure to leave a comment. You can find us on all the podcast platforms. Appreciate it. That was your PDub update and your PDub puck drop podcast for this week. Thanks so much.
PWHL Puck Drop Podcast.